The Invocations, written by Crystal Sutherland and read by Kit Griffiths. Prologue. A girl walks home alone at night. It's All Hallows' Eve in London, and the street that stretches before her is empty. Quiet except for the soft thud of her boots on the pavement and the rustle of autumn leaves plucked by the wind. Hazy sodium lights struggle to shift the dark. The girl is dressed as a witch. Cartoon green skin, pointy hat, a fake wart on her nose. She is coming from the Electric Ballroom, where, at a Halloween concert with her housemates, she saw the boy she likes kissing a girl dressed as a sexy angel. It immediately made her regret her costume and want to go home. Now she slips through the gap between two buildings. Past the canalside pub she goes to with her friends in the summer. A girl sits on the other side of a window, decorated with bat decals, her face smeared with blood. A couple in matching hot pink jumpsuits are breaking up on a bench. The girl takes a few steps onto the footbridge that leads over the water and down onto the towpath on the other side. It is here, on the bridge, that she pauses. The canal beneath her is a thin snake of shallow water. On a clear day, you can see the algae-coated detritus that collects at the bottom. The bicycles, the shopping trolleys, the tires. Tonight, it is black and impenetrable. If you didn't know its depth, you might think it fathomless. Across the water, the bars and restaurants of Camden Market are still busy with the Halloween crowd. Men and women in costumes cluster around the spaceship red glow of outdoor heaters, laughing, drinking mulled wine out of steaming mugs. Ahead, the footbridge slopes down to the towpath that winds alongside Regent's Canal, below street level. The girl hovers at the edge of the dark, weighing her options. Usually she avoids the canal after sunset. It is unlit. It is the kind of place she has been told all her life to avoid for the simple fact that she is a girl. But tonight she is cold and drunk and sad and hungry for the leftover pad thai she knows is waiting for her in the fridge. The path by the water is the shortest, fastest route home. Yet something tells her not to go any farther. Perhaps it is the memory of what happened to her on another night like this one. The stranger waiting in the dark. All the warnings she had been given growing up suddenly manifesting as flesh and breath and muscle. Then the girl remembers the words at her wrist and runs a fingertip over the cool metal letters sunken into her skin. Words that took her a year to find. Words that mean she no longer has to fear the night or anyone who might be lurking in it. She crosses the bridge. She plunges down into the blackness. The first part of the walk is fine. The path is narrow and cobbled. The canal is bordered on both sides by converted warehouses turned into blocks of fancy flats. Light from their windows reflects on the smooth surface of the water, creating an eerie mirror world just below the real one. Houseboats sit snug against the canal's edge, the smell of wood smoke clinging to the air around them. A huge, fat dog sits atop one, watching her as she passes. The sounds of revelry dissolve into the distance, but there is still life here, still people to hear her, if she were to scream. She crosses beneath a bridge. It is mauled with graffiti and lit
Sample complete. Ready to continue?